listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 25. Today I'm diving into an essential topic that often gets overlooked in our busy lives, and that's the different types of rest that you need. In our fast-paced world, rest is often equated with sleep, but there's much more to it. And today I'll explore mental, physical, emotional, and sensory rest along with one more type of rest that you might not expect. Understanding these different types of rest can help you achieve a more fulfilling and healthier life. So grab a cup of tea or coffee and find a cozy spot and let's dive in. Now let's start with mental rest. Mental rest is about giving your mind a break from the constant stream of thoughts, decisions, and information. In today's digital age, we're bombarded with information from emails, social media, and news updates, leading to mental fatigue. Mental rest involves taking intentional breaks to quiet the mind. This can be as simple as closing your eyes for a few minutes during the day, practicing mindfulness, or engaging in meditation. One effective technique is the mind dump, and that's where you write down all of your thoughts and tasks to clear your mind. Incorporating short mental breaks throughout your day can improve focus and productivity. And remember, it's okay to pause and take a break. Next up, physical rest. Now, this is the most commonly recognized form of rest, and it goes beyond just getting enough sleep. Physical rest includes passive rest, like sleeping and napping, as well as active rest, which involves activities that promote circulation and relaxation. Active physical rest can include yoga, stretching, or even a leisurely walk. These activities help reduce muscle tension and promote overall relaxation. It's important to listen to your body and give it the rest it needs, especially if you engage in strenuous physical activities. Physical rest is crucial for recovery and maintaining energy levels. And make sure that you're not only sleeping enough, but also engaging in activities that help your body relax and rejuvenate. Now let's talk about emotional rest. Emotional rest is about allowing yourself to be authentic and express your feelings without judgment. It's about being open and honest about your emotions rather than bottling them up. We often feel pressure to present a happy and strong facade even when we're struggling. Emotional rest means giving yourself permission to feel and express all of your emotions, whether it's through talking to a trusted friend, journaling, or seeking therapy. By acknowledging and processing your emotions, you can reduce stress and avoid emotional burnout. And remember, it's okay to seek support and prioritize your emotional well-being. Now let's move on to sensory rest. In our technology-driven world, we're constantly exposed to bright screens, loud noises, and other sensory stimuli. This constant sensory input can lead to sensory overload and fatigue. Sensory rest involves reducing sensory input and finding moments of quiet and calm. This can be achieved by unplugging from electronic devices, spending time in nature, or creating a peaceful environment at home. Simple practices like dimming the lights in the evening or listening to calming music or practicing deep breathing can help your senses relax. Prioritizing sensory rest can improve focus and help you feel more grounded. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. The fifth type of rest is social rest. And this may come as a surprise, but social interaction can be both energizing and draining, depending on the nature of the relationships. Social rest involves taking a break from social obligations and surrounding yourself with supportive, positive people. Now, social rest is a crucial yet often overlooked aspect of self-care that focuses on the quality of our social interactions and relationships. It highlights the importance of engaging with people who contribute positively to our well-being and understanding when it's necessary to step back from those who may drain our energy. So I'm going to go a little bit more into understanding social rest, right? There's energizing versus draining interactions. Energizing interactions. These involve spending time with people who uplift you, make you feel valued, and support your goals and aspirations. Such interactions can leave you feeling inspired, motivated, and rejuvenated. Draining interactions. These occur when you spend time with individuals who are negative, overly critical, or demand more of you than you can give. They can leave you feeling exhausted, anxious, or depleted. Now, understanding and identifying social drains. First is self-reflection. Pay attention to how you feel after interacting with different people. Are you energized or exhausted? Recognizing patterns. Identify any recurring feelings of stress or fatigue related to specific relationships or social settings. Implementing social rest. Setting boundaries. This means communicating clearly. Let others know your limits and what you need to feel supported. Prioritize self-care. Make time for yourself and your needs, even if it means saying no to certain social engagements. Let's talk about cultivating positive relationships. It's important to choose supportive company. Surround yourself with people who understand and respect your boundaries and who bring joy and encouragement into your life. Foster meaningful connections. That means focus on building relationships that are based on mutual respect, trust, and support. Next is balancing social interactions. This really means to evaluate your social calendar. Be mindful of how many social obligations you commit to and ensure that you have enough downtime to recharge. And remember, quality over quantity. Prioritize meaningful interactions over a large number of superficial ones. Now, I'm going to explain the benefits of social rest. One, it's improved mental health. It reduces stress and anxiety by minimizing exposure to negative influences and promoting positive interactions. It also restores energy levels by allowing you to engage in relationships that nourish and fulfill you. It forces a sense of belonging and connection, which is vital for emotional and psychological health. In summary, social rest is about being mindful of relationships and social activities that affect your energy and well-being. By setting boundaries and surrounding yourself with positive influences, you can cultivate an environment that supports your overall health and happiness. Mental rest is about quieting your mind and taking breaks from constant thinking. Physical rest involves both passive and active relaxation to help your body recover. Emotional rest means allowing yourself to express and process your feelings. Sensory rest focuses on reducing sensory input and finding calm. And social rest involves being intentional about your social interactions and setting boundaries. Incorporating these types of rest into your routine can help you feel a more balanced and fulfilling life. Take small steps to integrate these different types of rest into your daily life, whether it's setting aside time for meditation, going for a walk, journaling your emotions, or spending time in nature. Every effort counts. Now, as I wrap up, I encourage you to assess your current rest practices and identify which types of rest you might be neglecting. Remember, rest is not a luxury. It's a necessity for your overall health and well-being.
listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.